Thank you, Mark, for the introduction. And I also want to thank Mark for all of the work he is doing at the Center for American Progress. We are so lucky at the center to have people like Mark and many others who are real leaders in their fields, in their areas of expertise, thinking about how the center can contribute a progressive policy agenda for this country. When John Podesta, many of you know him, for those of you who don't, he was President Clinton's last chief of staff. He's also taught law school. He served as Senator Leahy's chief of staff for many years. When we were leaving the administration and he began to think about what he wanted to do with his time, so I guess it was about a year after the administration ended, he came to me and he said he was going to try and put together a progressive think tank, and would I be willing to sort of lend some time and energy to it. And I about leapt out of my chair. I thought this was like the easiest thing I had been asked to do since the administration came to an end, which was to help John, who's one of the brightest people I know, really think about a variety of issues and think about a progressive agenda and bring together the kind of people he's been able to assemble at the center. As a board member, I will say it has turned out from a financial perspective, from an issues perspective, to be far more successful in the short term than any of us dreamed imaginable, and that is a testament to John Podesta. So I am always happy to be a part of any undertaking that the Center for American Progress is involved in. Obviously, today's report and today's panel discussion is one of particular interest to me, having had many, many years of regulatory responsibility. What is happening to the regulatory system, not just at EPA, but across the federal government, is truly, truly alarming. And we are very, very, I'm very pleased to be joined by people who have a great array of expertise, a number of my former colleagues at EPA, people who helped make sure that each and every day we were responsible for environmental public health protection, clean air, clean water. We were using all of the tools that Congress and the American people have granted the regulatory agencies, whether it's good science to ensure strong regulations, regulations that protect the most at risk, enforcement of those regulations, and recognizing the opportunity and the right for the American people to access information, honoring their right to know, engaging the American people in the regulatory process. And before I introduce the two guest speakers we have today, I just want to take a moment to share with you my perspective on what I think in some ways is really the worst thing that is going on. We're going to hear lots of details. You have a wonderful report that goes through a whole array of examples. But as I step back and I look at almost 3.5 years now and what has been happening, the thing that causes me the greatest concern is the way in which the public can no longer engage in reviewing the regulatory process, in reviewing the work of the agencies. The public's right to know is no longer being honored. And I believe that any regulatory agency, whether it be EPA, OSHA, FDA, is best, can do their best, when the public is a part of the process. And time in and time out in this administration, the public's right to know, the public's right to engage with their government on issues important to them is being denied. Sometimes it's as simple as not being forthcoming with the public. An example, wetlands. The administration took a lot of heat for trying to change the scope of wetlands protected under federal law, essentially said they didn't think isolated wetlands, interim wetlands should be protected. The public outcry was such that the administration backed off of its regulatory proposal, but the truth of the matter is the enforcement apparatus at EPA was told not to provide protection for these wetlands, not to ensure that the permitting and the regulatory regime was in place. And what that means in a state like California is 50% of the remaining wetlands in California are now at risk for destruction, development, permanent alteration. The administration has been less and forthcoming with the American people about the results of their decisions with respect to oil. And so good news is California and New York have now introduced state legislation to close that gap, to provide a level of state protection. And I think as this deregulation agenda continues, and hopefully it will come to an end sooner rather than later, but as it continues, I think it is likely we will see more and more states stepping up and recognizing that the public does want clean air, clean water. We see it in the Northeast in terms of the governors who have come together around efficiency issues, around climate change issues, and that is encouraging. But at the end of the day, we still need a national system. And I will close with the issue that has been really troubling to so many of us, and that is the issue of mercury and the failure on the part of the administration to use the tools available in the Clean Air Act to provide, really in the short term, very dramatic protections. And the result of what the administration is doing is maybe one, two, three more generations of children will suffer needlessly. Mercury is a neurotoxin. The National Academy of Sciences is quite clear about the dangers of mercury. There is no reason it shouldn't be regulated, it shouldn't be reduced in dramatic ways from coal-fired power plants, and it shouldn't be done as soon as possible. And yet, this administration put forward a proposal that was weak, directed career staff not to do the full scope of analysis, denying the public access to information about what these proposals meant, and now has delayed any decision, which I suppose in some ways may be a good idea because maybe someone else will get to make the decision. We have made tremendous progress in this country in protecting our health, whether it be the health, our health associated with environmental impacts, health associated with drugs, workplace, you know, pick your favorite regulatory program. They have produced real results. We breathe cleaner air today, we drink clean water, we can increasingly count on safety in our workplace and our food supply if we are willing to make the investment in a strong, modern regulatory program. Good science, tough regulations, enforcement of those regulations, and engagement of the American people. So for all of you who join us here today, we thank you. And it is now, I go to Gary, it's now my great pleasure to introduce someone who I had the opportunity of getting to know, and he's gonna, I think, talk a little bit about this, but during a very dark moment at EPA, the contract with America, we were shut down, we were reopened, we were shut down, we had 16 different riders or legislative limitations on my authority to enforce and set environmental standards. And to tell you the truth, one of the most outspoken and most coherent voices during the entire Contract with America debate was Gary Bass. And Gary, we thank you at EPA for helping us stay the course, and we thank you for what you continue to do at OMB Watch and for being a part of today's announcement.